I have no friends. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. I have no friends. Lazarus was playing outside of his house, and he was 12 years old, and he was being a good guy, but he noticed that when the carts went by, there were always holes here and there along the road in front of his house, especially other places too, but especially in front of his house. Whenever the wagon went by the hole, and it'd go boom boom, and the hole get deeper. And Lazarus saw that, and he said to his mother, "Mom, how come there are holes in front of our house?" And his mother said, "Lazarus, the holes are there because people take their carts along this road, and the cart bumps off a rock and drops into the hole, and boom, the hole gets deeper, and it just needs to be filled." "Well, Mom, can I fill the hole?" "Why, of course, Lazarus, you can fill the hole." "But, Mom, won't everybody think that I'm a goody-goody boy if I fill the hole?" And Lazarus' mom said, "Lazarus, sit down. I want to tell you a story." And so they sat down out in front of their home. They watched the traffic going by, different people pulling their carts and donkeys and people walking. And Lazarus' mother said, "Lazarus, I met a man one time, and this man was a very special man. His name was Jesus. And I went a long distance to go hear him because he was talking up on a hillside one day. And when I got there, it was a very busy place, very busy. And he looked around and he saw all these people and he blessed them. And he said, 'Each one of you are blessed. Each one of you is blessed in the sight of God. Each one of you is blessed. And for each of you, each of us who are blessed, it is our responsibility to go out and be a blessing to others. It's our responsibility to go out and do good for others. Where there has been some unhappiness, we go and we plant seeds of happiness and joy. Where there has been some illness, we go and tell them their place is to be perfect and whole.'" And I listened to this man, Jesus, as he talked to all these people. And some of the people in the crowd were saying, "Ho, ho, ho, what a bunch of baloney." And Jesus heard that, and he said, "It's only baloney to people who don't practice it." And you know, Lazarus, I came home from that talk that day, and I thought to myself, how can I practice being a friend to myself and to everyone in the world? And then the thought came to me, whenever I see something that I would like to have look better or be better, I do something about it. "Yeah, Mom? And what do you do?" "Well, Lazarus, you're looking at the holes in the road here. And there are lots of holes. And I have so many things to do in the house and so many chores to do for our family. I don't have time to go out and do all the things I'd like to do. But you know what I'd like to do, Lazarus? I'd just love it if I had time to get out there and fill those holes and make them all smooth, so when the traffic went by our house, at least, they would not be bumping and banging along. They would just be smoothly rolling along, or the animals would be walking along. And then I would pick up the dew from the donkeys and the animals that go by, and I would take it and I would put it in a pile in the backyard. And I would shovel it up with the sand and the dirt that's there, and so that it could be something as a fertilizer in the soil, and then I'd make a garden out of it." "Oh, Mommy, that sounds interesting." "Well, it is interesting." So Lazarus decided that he was going to clean the road and take off all of the donkey dew that was out there and put it in the backyard and shovel it into the dirt, and that would keep the flies away and other things. And then he took his rake and his shovel, And he had made the rake himself from an old piece of wood and a stick, and he had made the shovel for himself too, from one that his father had thrown out because its handle had broken, but it was just the right size for Lazarus. And every day he filled one hole in front of the house, because that was a big job for him to figure out how to fill it and how to make it nice. And in no time at all the holes in front of the house were filled. And Lazarus felt real good about it. But he went out early in the morning before everybody went by, and he went out late in the evening after the sun had set and everybody was sitting in their homes, because he wasn't interested in having people tell him to get out of the way. So he got there when there were no people. And he went up and down the road, sometimes 5-6 houses away from his, and he filled in the holes, and he scraped the holes, and it was quiet, because he just scraped a little dirt at a time, and pretty soon the holes were filled in. And for a long way, many houses up and many houses back, in front of his house, everything was smooth as silk. And his mother looked at him and said, "Lazarus, that's wonderful." And then a funny thing happened. Lazarus was having supper with his mother one evening, and somebody knocked at the door. And the lady came in, and she said, "Lazarus, I have a gift for you." And Lazarus says, "Oh, yes. I have this wonderful box of sweets that I want you to have." "Oh, thank you. Why do you want me to have these sweets?" "Well, Lazarus, you've made a lot of friends around here, and you probably don't even know it, but we do. And when I had to go to the clinic because I was going to have a baby, I was able to ride in the cart and not bump along the road because you had filled in the holes. I saw you do it. I was sitting in my kitchen, and I was looking out the window, and I could see you doing it. And I was so happy. And I told my children, you know, if Lazarus can do nice things to make our neighborhood nice, we can all do nice things." And pretty soon my children started doing nice things too. Did you notice how they started putting in flowers along the edge of the road in front of our house at least? "Yeah, I noticed that. That's nice," Lazarus said. "And Lazarus, I'd like you to meet my children." "Oh, okay." So Lazarus went over and met her children. And he saw the baby that had just recently been born. And he looked at the baby and he says, "What a beautiful baby. What's its name?" And the lady said, "Lazarus. I named my baby Lazarus because I wanted my baby to be just as wonderful as you are." And Lazarus says, "Oh my, I have so many friends, and I never knew it." Many times we wonder how to get friends. We wonder how to have people in our life that we love and that we can love. And we forget it's by just doing the little friendly acts, not expecting appreciation or not expecting return, but just doing the friendly little acts that bring about the results that make everything in the world fantastic and glorious and good. We have that privilege going on in our world. We have that privilege going on in our life if we wish. But it's up to us to make that decision as to how we want to do it. How do you want to do it? In the Bible we read many things: do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, but do it first. And so Lazarus went out and did what he thought he could do to make his community just a little more beautiful, a little more wonderful. And in the process, he gained many beautiful friends. Friends who appreciated him for just who he was and just who he is. We can all do that. We can all do that because that's what makes our world go round. How we love ourselves and how we love our world and we love our neighbors. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.